Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenzel for a passed ball. Larry scores. Salters moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salter scores. Pepper moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Pepper scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hemsley. The throw from Brenzel and he is out, Berger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Knickerbocker moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Carey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-0 in the game. Knott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Knott reaches second base with a double. West scores. Carey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Larry reaches second base with a double. Knott scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kit Carson pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson strikes out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Brenzel moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Brenzel scores. Averill moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Browns. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis strikes out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. West reaches second base with a double. Pepper moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Pepper scores. West moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Berger moves to second. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brenzel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berger scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Browns. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner takes first base on ball 4. Brenzel moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brenzel trying to get to home. Pepper throws the ball into Hemsley who tags Brenzel who's trying to score from second, for the out. Weingartner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry strikes out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pepper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Browns. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brenzel takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weingartner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Brenzel moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 4 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pepper. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.